Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. 1 John chapter 3, verse 11. This is the message you heard from the beginning. We should love one another. It was one of the most touching acts of love which I'd ever seen. The elderly woman was nearing the end of her life, and the family wanted her to be able to live her final days at home. They'd put the hospital bed in the living room of their home. Her elderly husband was caring for her, doing his best to keep her comfortable. Her mind wasn't as clear as it had been. She became easily angered because of it. It was late in the afternoon. Husband had made some soup and asked her if she wanted some supper. No. Are you sure? No. And then in a few moments, yes. So husband helped her out of the bed so that he could help her to maneuver the few feet to the table, a difficult task. As husband tried to help, she began to scream at him in the frustrated anger which springs from a failing body. She accused him of being rough, of being mean, of not caring, of not trying. Words of anger and frustration spilled out of her mouth. Yet husband was wonderfully patient, speaking her name calmly and continuing as gently as possible to help her move to the table as she continued to scream at him. It was one of the most touching acts of love I've ever seen. I wonder if I would be as patient, as kind, as loving. I pray that I would have been, but the very fact that I wonder forces me to deal with an ugly truth. My love for others isn't perfect. It's often reluctant or slow or driven by some selfish motive. Yes, I should love others, but how often I struggle to do it. Oh, how I need the love of my Savior. Thank God you and I have the love of the Savior. Jesus' love for you and for me was never reluctant, never slow, never driven by selfish motives. Jesus' love was willing, perfectly timed, totally unselfish. Jesus loved you and me, indeed loves you and me, more than and better than anyone ever could. It's that wonderful, unselfish love of Jesus which motivates us to love one another. Oh, true, we'll often struggle with it. That drives us right back to Jesus, and we're reminded of His forgiving love for us. And then, every once in a great while, it will happen. The love of Jesus will lead us to do exactly what God asks us to do, to love one another. To love one another with unselfish, giving, patient, caring love. Kind of like that elderly husband. O Savior, as you loved me, lead me to love others. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.